this week's parsha, we find at the beginning of the parsha that Yaakov gives Yosef a ksenas pasim, and that creates this flow of events, mikana b'yachov, etc. Then he tells the chaloy, mikana b'yachov. And the Chazal say in the Mor Masechta Shabbos that a person should not give preference to one son amongst the sons, because of the extra few coins that Yaakov spent to give Yosef this extra, this ksenas pasim. The final result was Klaiso went down to Mitzrayim. And Tosafot there says Klaiso went down to Mitzrayim for other reasons. He says Haba Hagarim. So usually, to say that this was an einish, that this, you know, Avraham Avinu, Chazal said, he said b'mo'eda, or he did angayim b'tamid chachamim, he did things which are avera. The point of the pasuk of the Mor here isn't that it was an avera, is that the results were bad, and therefore you should stay away from it. So it means this was the catalyst to bring to fruition, to lamaisa, to that punishment which had been waiting. Which is a general concept that's possible. The Bereshit will use the actions of a person to create. If there's no action, the Bereshit will not, you know, will wait to. But Chazal see this in action as being negative. The Mishnah says that even though the question here wasn't that Yosef didn't deserve something unique and special, Yosef did deserve something unique and special. But still, a person should not be mad of Ben Ben and Bonim. So, interesting chinuch question. So, what do you do? You have one child which has acted properly, did work diligently, has made, let's say, tremendous progress, and you need to reward them in some way. You want to reward them in some way, whether you promised them something beforehand or not. But now you want to affirm your pride, etc., and what they've done. Some other siblings have not done the same at this point in time. Maybe they had their own opportunity at a different time, but right now they're not doing that, and they don't deserve that special those special accolades, etc., whatever it is. So what do you do? So you're going to be mad at Ben Abonim, and you're going to have this problem. So what do you do about that? And the Rashi is saying, even though Yosef deserved it, he shouldn't have done it. So basically, we're taking away a tremendous element of our chinuch. Is the positive reinforcement is only possible when you reinforce all the children. By definition, it's not positive reinforcement anymore, because I don't see my action making a difference, because my siblings didn't do it and they still got positive reinforcement. So it's only if it's the action which I'm doing is recognized. Otherwise, what it means is we'll have to go and find for each individual child at the same time some element which is positive, which I guess theoretically is possible. Maybe a tremendous amount of work on our parts, but that's our job. But is that the approach? So possibly the approach is, the Pasuk says, and this is going to be a challenge and implementation at some ages, is the Pasuk says, Mehunar, right? The challenge which we need to figure out was not just that Yaakov had given Hadofa to Ben Abonim, but Yosef, you know, was not finding a way to endear himself to his brothers under those circumstances. So let's say, for argument's sake, you give a child a present, a toy, a game, something of that sort, and you tell the child that he has to share it. So part of the hanah of a child is to keep it for themselves exclusively. Part of our chinuch is to make sure that they share it. So, you know, we could play up to the child, this is yours, it's given to you for the efforts that you've done. But I want you to, and we're going to be very proud of you if you take what's yours and you play with it, because we want you to enjoy it. And part of your enjoyment is to learn to enjoy the fact that your siblings also have something. And you're going to share it with them. You find a way that the child should be feel positive about the fact that they're doing something, they're sharing, you know. You know, and we can tell the child that we will be inclined to give you different things in the future for as rewards. The more we see that you're sharing with your siblings, the more we see you're not sharing with your siblings, the less inclined we're going to be to give you something like this in the future. Again, a very young child, that's not really realistic, but as a child gets a little bit older, the child understands that, you know, as much as it's theirs, they, as the owner, you know, do chesedim with their things, the same way that their parents do chesedim with their things as the owner of those items. Now, obviously, that better be true, that the parent is doing chesedim with their things, with their items. But if the children see that's something which is true by the parents, it's somewhat easier for the parent to convince a child that that's what an owner of something does, is that they try and share and give to others also. So while we're rewarding the child, we're also training them how to diminish the enmity between them and their siblings. And maybe that would be an approach. Have a good Shabbos.